This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the butter queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, we're going back to the gut. Your gut, my gut, everybody's gut. What are we going to do to heal it? Because we know there's been a lot to destroy it. And, of course, the seat of the immune system is there, the seat of the production of neurotransmitters, endocrine function. My gosh, you want to get supplements that work? We talk whole food, but we've got to have a lining that's intact. So we're going to talk about that with a gastroenterologist this hour. But someone who apparently has woken up and seen the light that, as I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. Is there a way out of this mess? Certainly there is. I've been doing it for many years as a homeopath and here on radio, bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you. And I get the sense that Dr. Liz Cruz really wants to bring the power to heal back to you as well. That's why we're going to feature her. And she's actually, gosh, she's got some amazing street cred. She joined the U.S. Navy to complete her internal medicine internship at the Naval Hospital in Oakland, California, and the University of California, San Francisco. She was deployed to Guam. I have to ask her about Kim Jong-un then, of course, what's going on there. But she was a staff internist at the U.S. Naval Hospital. I'm very impressed with her background. I'm very excited to have her on. We're going to get to her in a moment. But I want to go back to our opening of the show today, Super Don. By the way, welcome everybody watching on YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. We are simulcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special shout out and say thanks to our friends at Organics. Used to be Epigenetic Labs. Organics, yes, here you go. I'm holding up and shaking the Magi complex, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know the gifts of the Magi? Gold happened to be maybe turmeric, okay? Great ancient spice, the Magi complex, taking that every day, Organics. And you can find out more about it at rsbreports.com, rsbreports.com. We'll get more into that in just a little while. But I want to hearken back to the devastating circumstances yesterday in Charlottesville, Virginia. And as I said, I'll go back and listen into the archive or watch on YouTube. Super Don will put the opener together for you, help you get beyond the Hegelian dialectic. I mean, Super Don, I know you love those two words together. They are playing the Hegelian dialectic for all that is worth, all that it's worth. Pitting left versus right, black versus white, anything they can do. And the question is, what are they trying to distract us from? Because anytime you're playing the opposite sides against each other, there's a synthesis that comes about that is not of your own making, but of an external creation by those overlords that want to keep you in their control, under their thumb. And that manipulation is not something we appreciate all that much here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So pay attention to that. Go back and listen to my commentary on what's going on or what's gone on and transpired in Charlottesville. Again, our heart goes out to all those that were affected, harmed, or killed in that incident. But again, I want to get beyond it, not become a victim and manipulated into more violence, more extreme scenarios and responses that are unnecessary. Remember, you have a choice. You can participate as a victim. You can perpetrate a crime and continue this on. Or you can step back and go, you know what? They can throw all the white supremacist parties they want. I'm not showing up. And, of course, if you're an active participant or what shall we say, customer of the mainstream media that foments and feeds the anger and the rage, then it's very hard to rise above it. It's possible. It can be done, but you got to be very prayerful, very deeply connected to the source of all sources, not to be manipulated into the hateful, not even beyond rhetoric, but the actual violent actions that took place yesterday. But a lot of the violent actions are actually happening, unfortunately, from the medical community to innocent little babies. We mentioned the autism rate, the damage that is happening due to, vaccination. And the vaccine-induced inflammation, could it be a cause of obesity, a big cause of obesity? Now, previously, I'm just thinking, I've had, 1,500 guests here on the radio show over a lot of years. And how many gastroenterologists, Super Don, do you remember me having on the air? I can only think of one right now. Because it was like, why should I talk to a GI doc that wants to only
you remember
people?
One more than I do. But
I do?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know who that one was and is? Is yes. Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Ah, yes.
Dr. Andy
right.
Wakefield. And yes. We connected immediately from the first time we talked because I had acknowledged what he had seen in the study that was published previously on the MMR linked to autism, which, again, he didn't say it caused autism in that paper that went around the world, became so controversial. He said there was a novel new cause of what he called iatrogenic inflammation, doctor-induced inflammation, within the inflamed guts of these kids, this iatrogenic enterocolitis. He found the same strain of the measles virus that was in the MMR shot. And he said, hey, we need to look into this. There's a problem because a lot of these kids are in the autistic spectrum. And so for that, they pilloried him. They destroyed his name. They removed his, they didn't destroy his name because his name is gold among our audience and many people who really appreciate his integrity and his courage to stand up. But the idea here is to recognize the cause of gastrointestinal inflammation. An article here now proposes that it might be inducing a lot of the obesity that we see, not just from overeating, but the corruption of the integrity of the lining of the gut itself. And, of course, if you go to a traditional gastroenterologist, their basic tools are antibiotics and then prednisone until they nearly kill you with the prednisone and they have to start backing off. And their next effort is what? I'm sorry, I'm going to introduce you to my buddy over here, the colorectal surgeon. We're going to resection your colon. Here's a colostomy bag. You can wear that forever. And they do this to teenagers. Am I exaggerating? Dr. Liz Cruz.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. I'm so excited to have you on here. I know we haven't gotten a chance to connect prior, but I've been reading about you and your backstory, and I'm just so excited because the only other GI doc I've ever interviewed that has it all together is Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and his name's been dragged through the mud by everybody who doesn't want to recognize the damage that vaccines are doing to the gut.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for being with me. And I thank you to your former brother-in-law. I don't know how, a former sheriff, a great guy we met. I want to give a shout-out.
Yes, Terry.
To Terry for connecting us. And it's like I said, you're, in my mind, already a gem, a treasure, that someone who is woken up within the medical world and said, you know what, I don't want to cause harm. I signed on to be a healer, to help people get well. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what can you share? We've got a few segments together today, but what can you share about your journey? I mean, what woke you up? What helped you to see the error of the medical ways and embrace some of the more holistic integrative methods?
Yeah, you know, it was basically, I mean, this was about, opened up my practice almost 10 years ago at the end of this year. And I'd already been out of fellowship, out of my training for a couple years, but within the first year or two, I just started realizing that everybody that was coming in, I'd run the whole gamut of the tests that I was taught how to do as a gastroenterology fellow, colonoscopy, endoscopy, all sorts of blood work, CAT scans, ultrasounds, MRIs, you name it. I was doing full extensive workup, even sometimes repeating some of these tests, prescribing medicines like crazy because that's what I was taught to do. I could prescribe a medicine in my sleep. I could prescribe medicines, and prescribing them like candy. And people were still coming not feeling well, being sick. You know, I'd do these workups, not really find anything specific, and they were sick.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure out what was going on. So, you know, I went to, at that point, I had started the practice with my partner, Tina. She was basically running the practice. And I just came to her, and I said, I don't know what to do. these people, these patients, these poor patients, I'm running everything. I'm not really finding anything, prescribing medicines like candy, still sick. You know, she looked at me. She's like, I don't know. You're the doctor. But that's where we started our journey, probably about 8-9 years ago. And I was like, there's something missing. We started our journey and started learning, reading hundreds of books, going to seminars, just learning stuff that I learned in medical school or in my training as an internal medicine or in gastroenterology.
Well, you served in the Navy. You've got a storied career, as I've been reading about. Very impressed with you. And yet, everything that you were trained at, allopathically, you know, pharmaceutically, et cetera, through the medical school. And I go back in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, to the Flexner Report of 1910. And that corrupted medical training and education from any form of holistic, integrative, natural-type medicine to one that was solely petrochemical or surgical-oriented. And, you know, at that point, the healers that went into medicine for the right reasons became trained, let me just say it, and it's offensive to some, trained dogs to write prescriptions for petrochemical synthetic toxic poison approved by the Fear and Death Administration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know what? I didn't know. I did not know. I mean, I feel like, I mean, I don't know if you would say I had blinders on or if we just got, I don't know. I did not know. We went in, you know, as these innocent little medical students to learn. One thing that I did know is that as soon as we started clinicals, we were being bombarded by pharmaceutical reps. You know, and again, we didn't know. I mean, they were like wooing us, taking us to dinners and, you know, giving us all sorts of little things. I didn't understand what was going on. And I'll tell you, in some of the reading that I did at the beginning when we started, I read a lot on a lot of Kevin Trudeau's books, and I was like, what is going on? And I was like, my eyes all of a sudden opened up, and I was like, this can't be, this cannot be. But yeah, you're right, you're absolutely right. That's how we were trained. I mean, we were just like little Pavlov dogs.
Dr. Liz Cruz is on board this hour. I'm so excited to have her on for the first time. And we've got her linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can find her website, Healed Gut, H-E-A-L-E-D, past tense, gut.com, which is great, which means that you've actually been doing things that are helping folks as opposed to what you were trained to do. And we're going to go more into that story, the backstory of how you got where you are this hour, and perhaps take on some of these news stories, the controversies of real cause in gastrointestinal inflammation and what results from that. And also, are you concerned, Dr. Liz Cruz, about being pilloried the same way Dr. Andrew Wakefield was, or you have a pathway to navigate that terrain and recognize, you know what, I'm going to stand against those people throwing stuff at me because I know I'm now doing the right thing? That's the question. When we come back, go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. We got a lot of healing to go on the show today. We'll be right back.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What happens when you hear about a gastrointestinal doctor, medical doctor, that has apparently seen the light and seen, my gosh, you know what? It's not about drugging every gastrointestinal system that moves or doesn't. There are other ways to go. Well, of course, we get her on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and she's on for the first time. Dr. Liz Cruz is with us. Linked up in the show notes, and you can go to healedgut.com or link right through robertscottbell.com. Dr. Cruz, again, thanks for being on board on a Sunday afternoon or morning if you're on the West Coast. And, again, a lot of fun for me to engage in this discussion with you, and we've only just begun.
On the show, I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I want to laud folks that are doing good work. And my concern, of course, as I mentioned to you a little bit on the air and off the air, is the attacks that happen, particularly if you're on the inside. It's one thing if they throw barbs at a humble homeopath with an occasional bad attitude, which somebody says, you don't really have a bad attitude. Okay, maybe it's I pretend to have a bad attitude. But the idea is if you're a medical doctor and you say the things that might agree with a homeopath, oh my gosh, now that's beyond the pale.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's true because when I first started practice, there were things that patients would ask me about, and I would immediately, and, you know, I feel bad that I did this, but I didn't know any better. I'd immediately say, oh, no, no, no. You know, for example, leaky gut. Like, oh, no, 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 no. That's not something that I deal with or anyone that trains like me. You need to go to a naturopath. So that's true what you said.
Yeah, we've covered news stories about that where they're actually acknowledging, okay, there's a lot of discussion of the leaky gut, of course, colitis, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, diverticulitis, et cetera. And in these stories, then they'll say, but medical doctors still believe that leaky gut isn't real. Okay, after all of that they referenced about the inflammation of the lining of the gastrointestinal system, which is ultimately a monocellular lining, epithelial tissue. And my gosh, if you don't think there's leakiness when there's inflammation in the cell separation that occurs, I go to a car mechanic and he'll get this.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know what? they absolutely know that that happens, okay? Because there are articles out there that talk about the gaps between the cells. They just don't call it, they don't want it, and I think at this point, they've come too far to like, you know, they've come too far to now agree, unfortunately, to agree with naturopathic, which is sad, but they've come too far to turn back and say, oh, you guys are right, it is leaky gut. That is the right term, but that's what it is. That's basically what it is. It's just the gap between the cells. And there's plenty of articles in the gastroenterology literature that supports that. They just don't call it that.
Yeah, and the thing is they need a monopoly over, for instance, the term, right? And if y'all are using leaky gut, we can't use it. We have to call it something else, like enterocolitis, which, again, you can describe it, you can give it fancy names, but if it is what the basic description is, it is that, okay? Now, the question I have, again, when I wrote the chapter in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. And I do talk to GI docs off the air that are not on the same page as us. And they'll sheepishly admit, yeah, I know, that's just what we do, right? And so am I exaggerating in this case? I mean, I'm not saying it's the only reason that people get colostomy bags, but it's a big part of the treatment that leads to it.
Yeah, and typically that's in our patients and our patients who have like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. I mean, those are the people that we typically, that we have what we call the big guns as far as pharmaceuticals, the medicines, the biologics, the prednisone, you know, the steroids. Those are the people that we end up, having to treat with a lot of these medicines and that could potentially end up at some point with a colostomy, you know, just depending on what their story, what their history is. And I tell you that for me has been difficult through the years. I mean, once I got started on this journey several years ago and I realized, oh my goodness, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is not what I thought it was. And I started like feeling guilty prescribing medicines. And that's when I realized, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with my career? Because now my eyes have been opened to this other side and, you know, the more holistic, naturopathic, and I've learned how to prescribe medicines. That's all I know. And, so it really was a shift in my mindset and there's been guilt. You know, like, I can't give this patient this medicine. Okay, I've got to figure out something more holistic.
It's very difficult when you wake up, and let's just say you had the support with Tina to make the leap and continue on, but there are those that don't have that support, and they have to go back. They feel like they have to go back, and they continue to prescribe knowing what they're doing is harming their patients. It, of course, violates the Hippocratic Oath if it's taken, and it causes a schism in their psyche, in my opinion, which is why I perceive there's a higher suicide rate in the medical profession and almost all other professions. The dental, of course, goes beyond it because of their interaction with mercury. Well, we've got a lot more to discuss, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with Dr. Liz Cruz. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barretero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, we got lots of events coming up. The next one in Detroit, Gross Eel, the Cancer Prevention Convention. Ty Bollinger will be there. Doc Newsom, Dr. Daryl Wolf, Dr. Tony Jimenez, a medical doctor who treats cancer holistically. Absolutely great stuff coming up. If you want to check out the upcoming events, go to robertscottbell.com. And perhaps there'll be an upcoming event where we can include Dr. Liz Cruz. I'm liking her. And Liz, you're just amazing. The energy you've got coming through, people are really responding. KCJ, who's watching on the YouTube feed, says it's great when doctors acknowledge there are better ways to treat patients. Some doctors just stop learning and refuse to even explore something different. So what is it about your makeup, Dr. Cruz, that said, you know what, I'm not shutting down to this. I want to learn.
it's mainly like I tell my patients. I mean, I've had patients who come and tell me, I was seeing another doctor, and they said, there's nothing else I could do for you. Like, I would never, ever, ever say that about anything. There's nothing else I can do for you. There's always, always something more that can be done. Sometimes you just have to search for it. And so it was just trying to find the missing link, the missing links to what was going on when I started practicing medicine here in Arizona, and patients were coming back still not feeling good after I would prescribe them a ton of medicines and run all sorts of tests on them. So it was just not ever wanting to give up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look at epithelial tissue, right? Epithelial tissue includes skin. It's the external epithelium. And, of course, we have in regards to our GI tract, that epithelial lining all the way through it, on from the mouth to the planet Uranus, for those that like astronomy. The idea here is if we have inflammation on the skin, what do we do? Do we poison the skin? I mean, some people slather on petrochemicals like Neosporin. We don't have to do that. You know, we have recognized in modern medicine they use silver-based medicines for third-degree burn care and wound care. Silver, oh my gosh, right? They say it's so dangerous it's used when there's no skin left. And, of course, I've utilized it in a GI way to heal, along with aloe vera, which is a beautiful botanical from the Creator that also helps mm-hmm. with epithelial healing. So there are a lot of ways we can go that don't have to resort to toxic petrochemicals. And I acknowledge and recognize here, I have doctors on the show from time to time, some regularly, that we say, you know what, the role of modern medicine in terms of allopathic FDA-approved drugs is, in a life and death situation, get somebody on it, get somebody off of it as quickly as possible. But not to put people on these medicines for life, because they were never designed to be that way, and there's no such thing as a drug deficiency disease for which that would be an appropriate treatment.
I agree. Completely agree. That is the goal. Look, we always tell our clients, our patients, and I say clients because we have a lot of online, we do a lot online, people that are not necessarily here and seeing us at our physical practice, but we tell everyone, your body was made to heal itself. You just have to give it what it needs to heal itself. And unfortunately, especially here in America with the standard American diet, we've poisoned our bodies. I mean, not just our diet, but so many other things, but the diet is the main thing. Mm-hmm. And but we tell them, your body was made to heal itself if you give it what it needs.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm looking at a website. We were talking off the air to our YouTube crowd, and mm-hmm. It's called Generation Kai, K-A-I. Your son's name Kai? How old is he?
He's 11 years old.
11. Now, I'm understanding from you that he has got a book out about, is it about healing the gut? It's called Digest This Now for Kids.
Yes, it is. So basically, he took our book that we wrote, Digest This Now, and he basically translated it into kid language. I mean, where, he's lived what we do because we practice it at home, and he wanted to take it and make it in a format that his friends could look at it and read it, put pictures and just make it a much easier format. So it's digestive. It's about the digestive system. It's about how we digest. It's about the things that we discovered on our journey.
11 years old. I'm going to have to get him on the radio. Is he up for speaking one day? Because I'm impressed.
Sure.
I love the can-do attitude of that. I've been hearing about what they call now Generation Z, I think. Super Don, was there another name for the post-millennials? Because my son is post-millennial, my daughter's post-millennial, and Kai at 11 years old also.
Well, yeah, you got Gen Z, and you've got, I think they call them the iGen.
The iGen, they're called as
generation
well.
Generation for like iPod or
iPhone. Right. They've lived in
much into technology.
The thing is, I'm learning about them. They are more entrepreneurial. They're willing to go out and do some stuff, and I'm just so impressed. And I haven't read the book yet. I apologize, but I'd love to check it out and see what the message from one kid to another is. And if we can educate them at an early age that they don't suffer from pesticide deficiency diseases either, we might get more kids on cleaner organic foods.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that we've been telling Kai, we tell him, son, you're going to probably reach out, you're probably going to reach and touch more adults than we will, because they're going to be intrigued that there's an 11-year-old that's doing this. Your book, and because his book is not that ours is an easy read, but his is a real easy read, a lot of pictures and graphs mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So we told him, you're probably going to reach more people than we will just because of who you are and your age group.
Yeah. Super Don, let's add Generation Chi into the links in the show notes, if you don't mind, because I want folks to access it. I want, you know, again, this kind of information getting out there, kid to kid or kid to adult. That's awesome. Now, one of the more controversial topics we cover here and probably anywhere is what used to be called the third rail, and maybe it's still the third rail of medical politics, vaccination. Now, as a homeopath for 26 or more years now, the healthiest kids I see are the least or the not vaccinated at all kids. And there's a lot of call for we need a study that you know, shows the health outcomes of those who are vaccinated and those who aren't. And I see, like another gastroenterologist, the most controversial doctor in the world, his last name became a verb, Wakefield, to be Wakefielded. And that was a message, warning message to all doctors. Don't you dare speak out against the third rail of medical politics. And I see vaccine injury and damage related to gut and, of course, neurological brain health as being a very severe issue. Of course, sending, like, if you've ever seen an autism child or anyone in the spectrum, it's very rare, if ever, do you see one with healthy gut.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, in our journey, when we started, our eyes opened up on the vaccinations. We didn't allow, you know, we basically haven't had our twins. We have 8-year-old twins. They haven't received any of the vaccinations. Our son Kai was already born, and so he'd already received some. And even for me as a physician, you know, every year we're supposed to get our flu shot, and I always decline. I mean, there's no question in my mind that vaccinations have led to all sorts of induced things that shouldn't have happened as far as medical problems. And as far as the gut, there's no question. There's like, you know, this, you know, we really focus a lot on diet, nutritional overload leading to inflammation and you know, diabetes, the metabolic syndrome and on it, obesity and on and on. But I believe that vaccinations also, you know, are responsible for a lot of the inflammation, which can in itself lead to so many things, including cancer.
All right. Well, Dr. Liz Cruz, let me ask you this. We still have a few minutes left, but you're acknowledging a lot of the causes, which I love that you acknowledge, because that's the first step. Like, okay, let's see what is causing the problems here. Then we can actually make an intelligent decision about treatment protocols or things that could actually get people out of crisis. Again, it's one thing when you're life and death. It's another when we've got chronic debilitating conditions that can be reversed subtly, slowly, but maybe rapidly over time. And, you know, as I've talked about, I utilize silver, aloe, homeopathic medicines, the trace mineral silica, being connective tissue critical, and other things. You might have stumbled upon or worked with others that have identified things that help the people that have traditionally normally gotten an antibiotic or prednisone to get out of that mess and move a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I know that there's so much out there. And, you know, and like I said, I feel like I'm learning. I wouldn't say a baby, but okay, maybe an infant or a toddler in this world, and I'm learning. I mean, but for us, what we have found to really work has worked miracles with so many of our patients as far as restoring their gut has been just really simple. We have really focused a lot on enzymes and probiotics. I mean, we're huge on enzymes and probiotics as far as restoring the gut, and of course also working with our patients and our clients with nutrition and their diet. But the enzymes have just been like, and the probiotics have just been a miracle worker.
Have you seen, again, this is your clinical experience, right? If it doesn't work, you're not going to continue doing it. I think there's a pragmatic practicality to it. But again, you acknowledge that even as a GI doc for over a decade, that you're learning things anew. So there's probably going to be a lot more that are going to be coming into your sphere of awareness and that will alter and continue to develop your protocols.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we already get people that are being referred to us specifically because of our holistic approach, okay? And like I told you earlier, I was really scared about everything, all the changes that, you know, the stuff we were learning. You know, I knew that my mindset was shifting, and I was like just thinking, oh my goodness, you know, they're going to think, I mean, I hate to use this word, but they're going to think I'm a quack. I'm not going to get referrals from the doctors that are referring to us. And finally, about two and a half years ago, I decided, you know what, enough is enough, because I'm seeing people getting better with what we're doing, so I'm going to come out. I'm going to come out. And the minute we came out, we had meeting, we had dinner meetings with a lot of the referring docs. They loved it. And now we get people that are coming into us, even from outside of the Phoenix Valley, that are sent to us specifically because of our more holistic approach. And so, yes, absolutely. As we move, as we progress, this is a journey. We're evolving. You know, we'll definitely add more things to what we're doing. But, we've been able to do a lot with enzymes, probiotics, with detox. We do a lot with the diet, and we will most definitely continue to evolve as we move through this journey.
Beautiful. Well, I probably don't need to encourage you to continue. You're seeing what's happening here, but anything I can do to help you, guide you from what I've learned over the 26 years I've been doing this, I'm happy to do so. I really love your energy and your sincerity, your humility,
thanks,
all
Bell.
Of the things necessary to bring that healing back to your patients. And by the way, you doctors out there that do what Dr. Liz Cruz has done, you will find you won't have enough time in the day to see all the people beating down your door to come see you. This is a genuine transition that's on. And we're going to be talking with you some more, Dr. Cruz, in the future, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for letting me be on the show. This has been an honor and a privilege. Thanks
all
so
right.
much, Dr.
Look
Bell.
Out for Bears in Yellowstone next.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler,
tired. Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Scott Bell Show.
For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah, man.
I mean the
bare necessities. Have you ever been to Jellystone National Park? No, that was Yogi Bear. Jellystone, remember that? Hanna-Barbera cartoon. So Yogi Bear. Hey, boo-boo.
Well, I've been to Yellowstone, though.
You have been to Yellowstone?
I have been to Yellowstone Park, one of the most amazing places I've been in my life.
Dude, I've not been to Yellowstone. I have never been there. I'm now like, gee, I got to catch up to Super Don on this.
I've got one up on you somehow.
You
I don't
do.
Know how that happened.
But. Super Don, I'm impressed. Now, Yellowstone is supposed to be spectacular, as you and you're confirming it.
It is.
And when you went, did you like? Was it awesome, awesome, awesome all the way, or did you have any complaints? Did you have to take it to the park ranger and go, "Listen, something happened here. I'm not so happy about."
No, it was just one amazing visual after another, just driving through the entire expanse of whether it was the geysers or the animals, the elk.
Mm-hmm.
Walking right up to the car. I mean, it was just an amazing thing. I'd never seen anything like that before in my life.
I had a couple of buddies visiting, one from both originally from Germany, but one lives in the States now. And they went up to the Ocala National Forest. And it's like in one or 2 hour trip, they saw bears, they saw snakes, they saw alligators. I mean, it was like I was so impressed. They saw different birds of prey. I'm like, dude, you guys got the tour, and that was not like Yellowstone, but my gosh. Now, apparently, the park rangers do have an option for you if you go to Yellowstone. I guess maybe all the national parks do, because it says, you know, how is everything? We strive to make your stay enjoyable. Apparently, not everybody was as happy as you, Super Don, going to Yellowstone National Park.
I think it's interesting they have a complaint box, but
I didn't like the nature. There was just too much nature.
No, or not enough. Too much, not right. enough. But, yeah, I guess there was a person that went and visited Yellowstone, and they filled out the little comment card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing this person doesn't understand how nature works. They didn't get the memo here on how things work at Yellowstone.
You know what? I think they thought they were going to Jellystone, and they were going to see Yogi Bear, right?
Or
steal their picnic basket.
Maybe they were going to see the country, Country
Jamboree. Bear Jamboree. Yeah, at Disney. Exactly. Animatronic bears, because right. They said this, their concern, you know, in response to the Yellowstone Park visit. Our visit was wonderful, but we never saw any bears. Please train your bears to be where guests can see them. This was an expensive trip to not get to see bears. This is a serious...
Wait a minute.
Train your bears? These are grizzlies up there.
So I don't know who this was, but here's the skinny on this situation.
Mm-hmm.
The people in Yellowstone do not train the bears. The bears just kind of do what the bears are going to do. That's the whole reason why
they're wild.
Yellowstone Park. Mm. I think it's interesting that this person thought that it was like a performance,
right,
or something that was supposed to go on, but no. And listen, you know what? You know, whether we're talking about Yellowstone or you see every once in a while these stories in the news where people go on these drive-through safari things and, you know, you got elephants knocking cars over and you know, buffalo
right.
You know, ramming into stuff like that. You know, you got to be careful on this situation.
I mean, I was thinking this, Super Don. It's like, I went to Yellowstone National Park to get some gastrointestinal surgery from a grizzly bear, right? That's where you're going. You want to see a grizzly, run. But they say don't run because it caused them to run after you. I don't know. I'm just as happy not seeing the grizzly up close. I guess if you're in your car, maybe. But, man, to think you can train the grizzly. This is not Ringling Brothers at Yellowstone, folks. Anyway, I think most people would get that, but apparently this one did.
But you know what? If you have the opportunity to go, whether it's Yellowstone or any national park or wildlife refuge, I mean, it really is cool to be able to see things, up and close and connect with nature a little bit.
Beautiful. Hey, folks, we're about wrapping up today, and we've got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar tomorrow. But go back and listen to the opening monologue, and Super Don will put it out there on the YouTube channel, RSL Media channel on YouTube. Because, again, I want you to get beyond the Hegelian dialectic of what's happening with the race rioting relationship. They're playing us all for fools if we participate, and I don't want you to be foolish about any of this. And I want you to, know how to heal. And that's why we had Chris Barr on. That's why we've introduced you to Dr. Liz Cruz. She's learning too. And we can all learn together. Because the power to heal, not just on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but all the time, it's yours. Thanks, guys.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.